Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent for Tuesday, February 9th, 2021. Brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist that there's ever been. Call in. Make an appointment today. 317-849-2933. Take control of your dental health. Hey, you know what? Why not subscribe to this? If you're watching on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. Breakfast with Kent, Inside Indiana Sports Now, delivered to you every day. How about that? That'd be kind of nice. Give yourself a present. All right, let's talk about what present the Colts might give themselves in Carson Wentz. They need a quarterback. Carson Wentz fits the bill, right? Carson Wentz, Frank Reich, they've got a history together. Carson Wentz's best year in 2017 was with Frank Reich as his offensive coordinator. Frank Reich, of course, the head coach for the Indianapolis Colts. This is the best fit for the Colts. It's the best fit for Carson Wentz, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen because the Bears might screw this up. The way clear for the Colts to get Carson Wentz is for the Bears to get Deshaun Watson. If the Bears commit to Deshaun Watson, then the Colts have a pathway clear to acquire Carson Wentz, because what the Bears are going to do is overpay. They've got Ryan Pace and they've got Matt Nagy. Both these guys are on a short lease in Chicago. If the Bears don't succeed this year at a level that they have not succeeded at in the last several, those two guys are gone. And so draft picks in 2022 and 2023 are of no use to Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy. And they may decide, let's ship a bunch of those to go get the quarterback that we need. And he's not named Nick Foles and he's not named Mitch Trubisky. That's what the Bears are going to do. That's what GMs do. That's why you don't keep GMs around too long. Because if you do, what they're going to do is short-circuit your long-term plans. That's what they do. You saw it with Jim Henry in Chicago. Cubs fans, they remember what Jim Henry did in 09 and before Theo Epstein was hired, right? Started making crazy, crazy trades. Traded everybody in the farm system to go get win-now guys and totally stripped clean the farm system. The Bears are going to do the same thing with draft picks in order to go get the quarterback of their dreams. That'll leave the Colts with another guy. Hopefully that's Carson Wentz. Bill Bano's leaving the Indiana Pacers, and this is very sad to me. Bill Bano, they're citing mental health as the reason Bill Bano's stepping away. Bill Bano, one of the best guys you're ever going to meet. A really good developer of basketball players and a really good relationship guy. With guys on the team with the Pacers, the one holdover from the Nate McMillan era, Bill Bano was always there rebounding for guys, making it fun for guys, keeping it light, keeping it enjoyable, developed a lot of trust with players with the Pacers, and he's decided to leave. His mom passed away about a year ago. His dad passed away the previous year, and so that's put a lot of strain on Bill Bano. And he's done this before. He's walked away from coaching because of the mental strain. We wish him the best. We wish the Pacers the best. And just sad news, really. When the mental strain of coaching basketball gets too much, or anything in business gets too much, you do have to unplug and you've got to kind of recalculate and reconfigure your internal psychology. And that's what Bill Bano is going to do. Good for him. Butler tonight, they host St. John's at Henkel Fieldhouse. It's one of those games that Butler's going to have to win. You got to win games at home if you want to be taken seriously by the NCAA selection committee. And so the Bulldogs going to have to win. And St. John's is going to be a tough game because St. John's is 13-7 with some good wins to their record. Butler, they're coming off a win against the DePaul Blue Demons in Chicago, I think, or was it here? I don't know. It was someplace. I think it was here, actually. You got to beat the DePauls of the world, and now you got to find a way, and we talked about this yesterday a little bit, you got to split with the other teams, other than Villanova. Villanova's really good. So if you can't beat Villanova at home, you know, no harm, no foul. You sweep against DePaul, you split against everybody else, and you get swept by Villanova, maybe. And you're in the NCAA basketball tournament. It's that simple. But DePaul has work to do at 6-10 in order to get there. They're going to have to get a little bit hot. They're getting really good play out of Harris and Enzi. This is a team that may come together late. We're hoping. That's what we do. Indiana tomorrow night against Northwestern, that game being moved to 5:30 at night because they're starting to kind of find holes for those games that are being rescheduled because of COVID. And so they're stacking them up on the Big Ten Network tomorrow night. The first game of, I think, what's going to be a triple header is going to be at 5:30 in the afternoon on BTN. I like, you know what, coming off a win like Indiana had, I got to tell you the truth. I want Indiana to win. I hope Indiana wins, but there ain't no way I'd be betting on Indiana to win. I got to think that Indiana is going to get some points, a few points. I'm taking the points, and I am throwing my lot toward the Wildcats of Northwestern. I don't like doing that, but how can we trust Indiana to go out and beat somebody that they should after winning a game that they shouldn't? It seems like what Indiana does is when they win a game they shouldn't, they lose a game they should win, and that's what they're going to do tomorrow night. My guess would be, my investment would be that. The Pacers, Nets tomorrow night, 8 o'clock on Fox Sports Indiana. The Pacers 12-12 now. It's time for them to get going, win some games. I know LeVert isn't playing at this point. TJ Warren not playing at this point. You got to find a way. There's just no way around it. Seven-inning DHs, runner on second in extra innings, coming back to Major League Baseball. I mean, this is like Caddyshack 2. It's Jackie Mason running golf, for God's sake. That's what Rob Manfred is. What is he doing? People in baseball are like, what the hell? What are we going to do? You know, it saves pitching. Nobody likes a 15-inning game. I get that. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't play them. If a game's tied, you keep playing. This is what you do. This is the history of baseball going back 150 years, for God's sake. Rob Manfred, man. How about more contrivances? At least the DH is not coming back to the National League. At least that's happening. Yeah, guy's got a hit. Look, that's part of the fun of baseball. And part of the best thing, the strategy of baseball, having a guy who can hit, guys like Bob Gibson, multifaceted athletes who can put wood on the ball, that's fun. It's fun to watch Fergie Jenkins leg out a double. I know that those are two examples from like forever ago, but that's the fun of the game, right? So let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we, on this absolutely bitter cold Tuesday. If you're in Florida, you know what? Kiss my ass. I don't want to hear about the weather in Florida, frankly. We got people texting us about weather in Florida. I don't want to hear it anymore. It's a degree outside, for God's sake. John Beck celebrating a birthday. Christopher Vargas, Frank Miller, the great Rick Starr celebrating a birthday. Tony Rehagen, Luis Cornetta celebrating a birthday. The great Jason Venturi, happy birthday. John Barnes and Gabe Green, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. Oh, Denny Grimmer celebrating a birthday too. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. You do that with an honest and specific compliment. Today, Inside Indiana Sports Now, maybe we'll hear something about Carson Wentz and the quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. They could trade up, get a young one. They could go get Wentz. They might get somebody else. The door is wide open, right? It ain't going to be Jacoby Brissett. They didn't spend $25 million on Phillip Rivers because they were in love with Jacoby Brissett as a starter. Jacoby Brissett didn't all of a sudden in that year with Rivers figure out how to play quarterback. That's not how football works. I don't think it's going to be Jacoby Brissett. I would be stunned if it were Jacoby Brissett. We'll talk about that and more today inside Indiana Sports about 4 o'clock this afternoon. Can't wait.